bless you all. Good morning. I'm so excited to be with you. I wish we were together. I'm in an empty hallway, but my heart is full. I'm so grateful to be together. In the name of Jesus, happy Resurrection Sunday. I'm Aaron. I'm so blessed to be one of your pastors, and I can't wait to celebrate with you today. I want to say thanks to Pastor John, Pastor Zach, and Pastor Josh. And Julie, thank you so much for joining us in worship. Hey, hang around, you guys. All of you that are watching, because we're going to actually have a dance party at the end, because there's lots to celebrate. Which leads me to this. Do you need some good news? I know that we just look around us, right, and there's just so many things that are challenging us, so many things that got us upset. There's a lot of loss that people are dealing with, a lot of change. But you need some good news? Here's the good news. Jesus didn't stay dead. Hallelujah! That's such good news. So I want to share with you really quick out of Matthew 28. So if you join me there real quick, and then we'll get into our message. And it's just going to be a quick one today, because I want you to be able to spend time with your family. And we got a dance party to get to. All right. So here's what's up. After the Sabbath was done, and Jesus had been put in the tomb right before the Sabbath. After the Sabbath was done, these ladies, amazing women, came to anoint his body and to really take good care of it for burial. And they were like, how are we going to move the stone? They were really upset. You want to talk about coming into something where they needed some good news. And they show up, and there's an angel there. And they're freaked out. But the angel says to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified for our sins. That's actually good news. That's why we could celebrate him on Good Friday. I know you were looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He is risen. As he said, come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he's going before you to Galilee. So you will see him. See, I have told you. Now wait, it does not stop there, because they went and shared the good news. Friends, we need to share good news. I love it. I love that the angel says, he's not here. He's risen, as he said he would. Oh, you guys. So this whole year we start out there, we're going to say, even if anything terrible happens, Jesus is. I want to tell you today, for Resurrection Sunday, even if the worst possible thing could happen, Jesus is alive. We have all that we need in him, and he lives in us. He's a living hope. Let's go to Acts 1:8. We started this whole thing out 13, 14 weeks ago in the book of Acts. And Jesus had risen from the dead. He had actually had some food with people. He hung around for 40 days after he rose from the dead. Look, I don't know what the government's doing. I don't know how much we can agree and believe with everything, but I can tell you this. Jesus is, and he always will be, alive. And so here you go. In Acts 1, Jesus is getting ready to ascend, and he gives his people, his disciples, those who believed in him, those who hung out with him, he gives them these beautiful words that are for all of us today. It says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Stop there for a second. He's like, you have the best news to give, and you're going to give it to people close to you, people a little further from you, and the people all around the world. Church, we have good news to share today. And then when he said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing up into heaven, as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Oh, great news. And just finally, if you're looking for some good news, I wanted to share with you out of my favorite passage in the Bible, Romans 8, the whole entire chapter. But there's such good news. And I know that we need good news, and we need to know how to share good news. And so stick with this great news, Romans 8:34. This is so good. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who is indeed interceding for us. Jesus died, but more than that, raised from the dead. Church, we have the good news. We get to share the good news. We get to be good news to people. Oh, this is so good. Look right behind me. Love God, love others, serve generously. We get to do that because of the good news of Jesus Christ. So in such a time as this that we're in the most crazy time in most of our lifetimes, in such a time as this, how can you live? How can you celebrate? How can you share the good news of Jesus' kingdom and resurrection? Without his resurrection, there's no kingdom. His rule and his reign, because he's a living hope. How can you? Maybe a cool little pen like this. You see on the back, it's a pen. My daughter Anna made it for me. Look, I could wear it. He's risen. Tell the world he lives. Now that's a cool way to share the good news, but you could share the good news with conversations. You can share the good news online. You can share the good news with a text, with a phone call. And one day again, you'll be able to share the good news face to face. But you share the good news by how you live. Look, we started this out, like I said, 14 weeks ago. And it's called Little Christs, Christ Ones. It's where we get the phrase Christian from, or at least the word Christian from. And we're excited about it, and we haven't stopped. But we looked at three main themes. And the first one was, where's God? And we wonder, and a lot of people are wondering right now, where's God in all this? Where is he? He's never left. He's always been God. He's not afraid. He's not taken by surprise. And he is not stopped by death. Isn't that great news? Okay, so check it out. Where's God? And then we also looked at the fact that Jesus' followers will look like him. And the final main theme, so where's God is the first one. Jesus' followers will look like him is the second one. The third one is that who can stop Jesus' church? Well, since we're his body, since we're his bride, since we're his people, we can't be stopped, even when we're not meeting in the rooms and the buildings that we're accustomed to. Even when things aren't the same as they've always been, Jesus is the same, because he can't be stopped, and neither can he, or neither can his church. So, I wanted to share this with you as we get to the end of Acts 28, and there's some really cool stuff that happens. And Paul, you might remember, is going to Rome. And last week we talked about how it can't get much worse, and yet it does. Well, this is how it gets better, even though he's in prison. And so he's going to Rome. He's headed his way up there around the boot of Italy, and he stops in a place, and we're gonna talk about this just a little bit in Acts 28:13. And I know that a lot of you have probably spent time reading this for the last few months like I have. And it's almost kind of a bit of grief. Well, the Bible is always available. You can still read it. We're here at the end of Acts 28, but God's truth, God's love never ends. It can't be stopped. So check this out. In Acts 28:13, and from where they were at in Syracuse, they made a circuit and arrived to Regium. And after one day, a south wind sprang up, and on the second day, we went to Puteoli. There we found brothers and sisters in the Lord. Already? In Italy? I thought God was sending Paul to Rome so they could tell the good news of Jesus. You know what? There was already brothers and sisters in Italy. Check this out. And so we were invited to stay at them for 7 days. And so we came to Rome. I want to tell you guys something really encouraging. I want to give you the reminder that God does not need us. So much better than that. He wants us. He didn't need Paul to go to Rome so Rome could hear about Jesus, or Italy could hear about Jesus. He had already been there. He had already told the truth there. There was already believers there. There was brothers and sisters in Puteoli, which also reminds me of Pacoli. Hey, deed. All right, anyways, that's for everybody who's ever seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High. All right. And so there were already little Christ there. And I want to encourage you that God is everywhere, but he wants us to be a part of his good news. Look, Dr. Albert Mohler Jr. has a really cool quote that I wanted to share with you guys. God has more zeal for kingdom work than the greatest missionaries in history. God is the first missionary, and we all who tell the good news of Jesus are missionaries because God was first and because his spirit fills us up. It's all about him. The hero of the book of Acts isn't Paul. It's Jesus. It's God. It's his power, his goodness. All right. And so Paul comes finally to Rome and he gets some really good treatment, actually, but he's in prison. He's incarcerated and they give him a chance to share the good news. And a lot of people come and ask questions of him. And he finds this big group of Jews that want to hear about him. And he tries to defend himself with them. And they're like, well, we haven't heard anything actually yet about you. And so verse 23, I wanted to share with you. He spent all day, because they appointed a day for him to speak with them. And they came to him at his lodging in greater numbers. From morning till evening, he expounded to them. He brought the truth to them. He shared the news. And listen to what it says. Testifying to the kingdom of God and trying to convince them about Jesus, both from the law of Moses and the prophets. He spent all day in the word with them, testifying of the kingdom and about Jesus. He wanted them to know who Jesus was. He wanted his brothers and sisters that were Jews to be his brothers and sisters in Christ. And he shared this, and it was a mixed review, you guys. Some of the people were convinced, and some of the people weren't. And they had a big dispute among themselves. And so right before they left, Paul in verse 25 says, the Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet, go to this people and say, you will indeed hear, but never understand. You will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. I want to tell you something about good news. It's only truly good news if people accept it as good news. But that's not up to you and me. And Paul is saying, look, you guys, your dads were told this, your fathers were told this, and they didn't want it. And so I'm asking you this morning on Resurrection Sunday, do you want the good news? Therefore, he says, let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. And he says three words that I hope can be said about you today on Resurrection Sunday. They will listen. Well, we don't know who's going to listen. God alone knows who's going to listen. But you have a choice. If you're hearing him and you're wanting this good news and you're celebrating this good news of Jesus' death and resurrection and ascension and his Holy Spirit in us, his kingdom, his rule and his reign in us, you'll listen. God has chosen you. If you don't want it and you're pushing him away, I pray that you change your mind. I can't wait to celebrate fully with you. But the good news is always good news. And so here at the end of Acts, I want to share something with you. It summarizes all of what we've talked about with God's Spirit in us, in his church. You and I, the church, are empowered to live, to die, and to rise again like Jesus. And nothing will stop the church. Listen to how this ends in Acts 28:30. He lived there 2 years at his own expense, and he welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. Not without trouble. He ends up dying but without hindrance. Look, it's in our DNA as Christians to share the good news wherever we're at. Paul was in prison, and he wrote most of the New Testament from prison. Oh my goodness, you guys. We've been kind of incarcerated, right? We've been put in boxes. We've been put in this challenge, this quarantine. How can you share the good news? He could write it, and he could have some people visiting him. We can't even necessarily have people visiting us, except now we have technology. So how can you share the good news? What can you do? Don't keep it to yourself, church. Don't keep it to yourself. Nothing will stop us. Nothing. And I want to tell you something that I heard a long, long time ago. Acts ends at 28 in the Bible, but it actually goes on because the Holy Spirit lives in God's people. There's a church movement called Acts 29. And to borrow from them, I'll just say to you, you and I, we are Acts 29. We're the 29th chapter of Acts. We get to live out the good news. You get to share that Jesus not only died, but he still lives. And that gives us hope. And no matter what happens around us, we have a living hope. His name is Jesus, and he gives us everything that we need to be able to be sharers, livers, celebrators of this good news. Did I just say livers? You're livers of the good news. All right, so let's ask God today for us to have opportunities and take opportunities to live, to celebrate, and share the good news of Jesus, of his death, of his resurrection, of his kingdom. Let's ask God. I want to pray with you right now. God, would you show us? Would you open up our minds and our eyes? Would you help us to be like Paul, that we would be bold? And know that it's without hindrance because your church cannot be stopped. That we would be able to share the good news. We would be sharers of the good news. We would live the good news. We would celebrate the good news. God, that we would be this Acts 29, that it's our turn. And we would live for such a time as this. God, I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Look, as little Christ, let's celebrate. There's a song that's about to happen right now, and it's a time for you to dance, and you might even see some people dancing. All around the year long, we can celebrate the good news of Jesus Christ, no matter what. I'm so excited to be with you. I'm so excited, and one day, I'll be super excited to be face to face. A doctor even said this week that we probably will never shake hands again. I don't know about him. I don't know about that truth. But I do know that we've got the good news of Jesus Christ. And so we are free. Let's dance in that freedom. God bless you. Jesus loves you. I'll see you after the song just to wrap this up and to pray with you. God bless you.
Hey, welcome back, Crosswater. We're going to try something a little bit different here. So bear with us and worship with us, if you would, because this could be awesome. All right, here we go. We're gonna try this out. Let's get some of my friends here. We'll see how it goes. 1, 2, 3, 4.
like the weight has been lifted. Grace is waiting. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is freedom. And out of the dark, just as you are, into the fullness of His love. Your Spirit.
I even got my red pants on. Can you see those red pants? Let me get a chair. Red pants on and some sweet kicks. Okay. There's so much to celebrate. Go have a great time with your family. Jesus is living. He's risen indeed. That is our hope. We live forever with Him. Whatever's going on here is a chance for us to share the good news. If you don't believe that Jesus is a good news, I can't make you believe it. But if you do want to believe and you're like, would He love me right where I'm at? Yes, He will. Totally, 100%. All you need to do is repent. Let Him make you clean by what He did and celebrate that goodness. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for loving us. Jesus, thank you that we could spend all this time together in the same house with people. Celebrating good news. We can spend all this time together with people online celebrating the good news. We can spend all this time together praying for people who are grieving and hurting, and we could share the good news that this is not all there is. And we could just be quiet with some people. We could sing with some people. We could cry with some people. We could laugh with some people. God, we're your people. Help us to show how we can do this and live this out. God, I pray all this in your perfect name, and thank you so much for giving us life. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, hey, before you go, I want to remind you, please join us Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Facebook Live, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. on Facebook Live, and Thursdays at 9 a.m. on Facebook Live. Tell your friends about it. Look, please keep giving to the church. We're giving to people. We're helping people get into housing, keep their housing. We're helping people to pay bills. We're helping people to eat. And it's so exciting to be able to do that. We get to love God, love others, and serve generously because Jesus did first. God bless you. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Bye-bye.